KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Hubble Space Telescope is one of the crowning glories of our scientific age, and it's the subject of the latest IMAX documentary, Hubble 3D. The movie's playing downtown at the California Science Museum. Shortly after the Hubble was launched in 1993, it was diagnosed with and subsequently cured of an extremely inconvenient case of astigmatism. The film, narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, revisits that first repair mission, which was followed by several on-site service calls over the years, but the documentary concentrates on a final visit by the space shuttle Atlantis in 2009, the end of the line for Hubble repairs and upgrades, but a mission that fortunately made room for a 3D IMAX camera on board. Once in orbit, the astronauts of mission STS-125 float off on their zero-gravity tasks, and some moments of high drama. Failed circuit boards defy all efforts to remove them, so the astronauts have to take a Zen approach, unscrewing one tiny screw at a time to what one of them describes as performing brain surgery while wearing oven mitts. The most spectacular images come from the farthest reaches of the cosmos via the telescope's various sensors. The Hubble provides imagery so dense with data that scientists have been able to take us inside the images on computer-generated fly-throughs. The itinerary goes past Saturn's aurora, past the Helix Nebula and the constellation of Aquarius, and the Pillars of Creation and the Eagle Nebula. Andromeda looms, a stupendous star-packed frisbee. Computer travel may not be the real thing, but IMAX makes this an astonishing trip all the same. Everyone is haunted by something in Connor McPherson's The Eclipse. This leisurely and quite lovely drama honors the conventions of gothic ghost stories without the slightest stain of self-irony. The time is the present, and the setting is a beautiful Irish town with a gothic cathedral in County Cork. Kieran Hines is Michael, a woodwork teacher, occasional writer, and single father, who's serving as a volunteer driver for a local literary festival. Michael is haunted by the loss of his wife, and he suffers from apparitions that blight his fitful sleep. Ibn Yale is Lena, a writer who writes ghost stories because she was haunted, or so she says, by an apparition when she was a young girl visiting Italy. And Aidan Quinn is Nicholas, a best-selling hack novelist, who's haunted not by his insufferable self-importance, although he should be, but by the fully justified sense of inadequacy that underlies it. The story is Michael's. Will he or won't he find his way back into the world of the living? And it wouldn't work if it weren't for Hines's special quality of self-contained solidity. He's a wonderful actor. You know his face, if not his name, with a psychic engine that idles low but redlines high. Aidan Quinn is another strong presence and a witty one when his fatuous scribbler is working a room like a road company Norman Mailer. As for the Danish-born Ibn Yale, I've had a soft spot for her ever since she played John Cusack's girlfriend in High Fidelity, and a sweet-spirited prostitute in a wonderful Danish film called Mifune. It's good to see her again in such good company. Being haunted becomes her. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.